Nothing special, just another opponent coming in to the black hole.
You don't feel, you know, I don't know, I guess you obviously want to beat them, right? You don't feel like...
Because we're trying to be 1-0 for the week, yes. It's a division game, AFC game, so it's, it has some importance to it, but there's nothing else special for me there.
No personal connections.
No, nah, not at all.
How do you compartmentalize that? How do you not let it become personal?
Why would it?
Because you just with them.
It's just business. That's all it is. It's NFL. I mean, it's not my first time doing this. I've switched teams before, so, you know, you put on a new helmet and line up and go to work.
Do you look forward to seeing some more friends, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love checking on my guys to see how they're doing. I just wish them the best of luck, except for Sunday. You know.
Have you talked to any of them?
Yeah, I talk to them all the time.
You know, working with Marcus last year, what was he like as a rookie, and how just impressed are you with his talent?
Marcus was fun to be around, man. He's a character, great talent, you know what I mean? Definitely a student of the game. He goes out there and competes all the time. So just to be able to watch him grow and see him take the next step in his game, and it's been fun. You know, I mean, like I said, I always check on him, make sure he's doing the right thing. So, that's what's up.
The amount that how much did he talk about Oakland with you? I'm sure.
Me and him talk all the time. Actually, he was out here the whole offseason, so we got a chance to link up and hang out and things like that. So, that's my guy.
What impresses you, I guess, about Alex Smith as a quarterback? You know, he gets, I guess, criticized isn't the right word, but he's always kind of put in that compartment of he's a game manager. Is he more than a game manager?
Alex Smith, look, the one thing about Alex, he gets the job done. You know what I mean? It's not going to always be pretty and 4 pass touchdowns and 300 yards or anything like that, but, you know, he always gets the job done. You know, whenever the team needs a big play, you know, he may run with it or he may throw it or break a tackle in the backfield and still get the pass off, but, you know, he's always going to make sure his team has a shot come late in the game.
Coach Reed's 15-2 coming off of a bye in his career. What, you haven't played for him. Is there anything you can point to that he did for you guys during a bye week that just helped you guys always be so prepared?
I mean, the list goes on and on how well and how good of a job he does coaching his team and make sure everybody knows what they're doing, what their assignment is. So that way, come Sunday, you know, no one is second-guessing themselves and when everybody knows exactly what to do and how to play.
People have said that, like, he lets you guys have that time during the bye. Is that a big thing?
It's big. It's big because you definitely want to make sure you guys come back fresh. Coach Reed definitely understands how to take care of his team, and he coaches that way. And like I said, the players always go out and respond. Tell by the record.
When you were in Kansas City, they had Raiders week. It's Raiders coming up. Now you're on the other side of that. What was that feeling like then as compared to now?
I've never really been a big rivalry guy. I mean, like I said, for me, I'm just going to work. I mean, I let the fans get into it and do all that. I just show up Sunday and do my job.
How encouraging is it to know that you guys haven't played your best football yet and you guys are still 4-1?
I won't say encouraging. It's kind of good and bad, bittersweet. Like I said, we're trying to be 1-0 for the week, you know. So as of right now, it doesn't really matter what we did prior to this. We're just going out there trying to put forth a good showing, play good on all three phases, and come out with a victory.